Just one halakha regarding bathrooms, bathhouses, mikvaot, and places where there might be bad smell, regarding thinking Divrei Torah in these places. Halakha says it's clear, it's forbidden to think Divrei Torah in a bathroom, no matter what language one thinks in. Even if he thinks in English, it would be forbidden, all the more so it is forbidden in these places to verbalize Divrei Torah, in any language. Furthermore, would be asud in these places to mention any reference of Hashem, whether it's saying one of the names of God, even in a different language. For example, a person says the name of God, G-O-D, or even in Spanish, Dios, or in Arabic, he says Allah, or any of these names, in a Bet HaKiseh, or in a Bet HaMerhas, would be Asur. So one should be careful not to fall into that mistake. But there's an interesting halakha that says that while it's forbidden to speak the Divrei Torah in the Merhas or in the Bet HaKiseh, it is permissible if you see somebody making an Isur, somebody that's doing something forbidden, you're allowed to stop him. As the Gemara says that one of the rabbis was doing something forbidden, and the rabbi told him, in the mikveh, asur. He told him, this is asur. So from here we learn that you're allowed to stop a person from doing something, and you can even tell it to him in a lashon of isur. You don't have to just say stop. You can actually say, this, what you're doing is asur, is forbidden. However, it is permissible to say things in the mikveh that from your words it can be understood a halakha, so long as you don't say it in a explicit way. Like the Gemara Shabbat says that the rabbi told them, take the oil and put it in a kli sheni. Now even though the Gemara deduces different laws from that statement, but since it's not an instruction in halakha, you could say it's just telling them what to do. It's a casual statement, just take it and put it in a kli sheni. That would be permissible to say statements like that, that are not direct with going into the reasoning and the logic, just casual statements like that, even though they can be interpreted and understood from them halachot. Last but not least, because it's permissible to say Divrei Torah in the Minhas, to stop somebody from doing an Isur, halakha says that Chas v'Shalom, if a person is in one of these places and bad thoughts enter his mind, thoughts of things that he's not allowed to think about, so then it would be permissible to think Divrei Torah, because you're flushing the bad thoughts out with good thoughts of Divrei Torah. You're stopping yourself from making Isur. It wouldn't be worse than instructing somebody else verbally, so you yourself would even be allowed to think Divrei Torah in that case, until the ideas are pushed out of your mind. I think we mentioned in a previous halakha about saying Shabbat Shalom in the mikveh, which is asur. That's why you see some people, they just say SS, in order not to run into problems of saying different names, Shabbat and Shalom, which are holy names, would not be allowed to say in these places as well.